Hello, my audio boo friends. It's February 5th, and I just left my 5th February installment, and I'm about to run out and run a quick errand, well, for two reasons. One, my daughter and I, and I do say my daughter and I, because we both forgot her snow pants this morning, so I have to, zip over to the school and bring her snow pants, so that she can go out and play in the schoolyard later without freezing her tushy off. Because it's rather cold today. I think this morning was about minus 19 or so. Hang on, I'm just struggling trying to get a dictionary back into its holder here. I have the, what is that? It's the compact edition of the Oxford English Dictionary, which weighs about 400 pounds each volume. I'd have to maybe take a picture of this thing one day and show you it, but actually, I think I will. I'll include a picture in this boo somehow. Here, I'll just put it on. Yeah, this thing's very, very heavy, but I just have to show you the writing in this book. Yeah, it comes with a... with a magnifying lens, believe it or not. I'll pull that out too, and I'll show you it in the picture. Here we go. It's made by Bosch and Lomb. And this dictionary was given to me, in fact, by my friend Guy, who passed away in 2007, who is the father of my surrogate niece, with whom I'm going to go see John Scofield on Thursday. So, okay, well, I'll leave that there and I'll take a picture of it after my boo. So the other errand I'm going to run is I'm going out to a electronics store and buy quarter-inch stereo plug, just one, to test out my my drum trigger today. I wasn't sure if I was going to, but I figured, what the heck, I'll take an hour or so and test it out and see how it works. And I was inspired to do so because I was listening to some audio boos. I'm trying to catch up. As I mentioned in my February 5 installment, I'm at 250 some odd audio boos sitting in my downcast queue. And of course, obviously today when I fired up downcast, it downloaded even more, so I'm probably well above 260 at this point. And I'm trying vehemently to catch up, but I keep dropping back and dropping back. And eventually, I may never be able to catch up. And I tend to listen to some more recent boos, sort of catch up with what's going on. and then go back and listen to old boos. We're talking, mid-January at this point. So I'm really far behind. It's not an excuse. I just wanted to let you know, because I'm about to tell you that I just listened to a boo by RJ Net on drumming done by Braille Snail, a drumming boo. So I said, oh, I got to listen to that. So I found it. And thankfully, RJ Net told me it was called Drum Boo, because I sat there and I'm typing Braille Snail space drum. Braille Snail space drumming, but never came up. So in response to another boo he did on tagging and photos, I don't care so much about photos, really. I mean, they're important, and I know Bernie puts a lot of emphasis on photos, and that's fine. But to me, because it's sound we're talking about, really, more than anything else, on audio boo, I like looking at a picture. If somebody's talking about something, in fact, look at me, I'm about to take a picture of a dictionary that I just spoke about. But in general, if somebody's talking in general terms about things and not something specific, then if there's no picture attached or just their profile picture or even just the audio boo logo, it doesn't really bother me. But I like the hashtags. The hashtags help people find things and categorize things. So there's only one thing I wish to go out to audio boo is please get a simplified hashtag environment in the audio boo app. It's crazy on the iPhone or the iOS keyboard having to hit the symbol button, then going to find the hashtag, then going back, and then typing. It's just so long that honestly, even myself who likes using hashtags and wants to, I find myself more often than not neglecting them because it's such a long process. You know, if it was just a simple, you know, you put in the hashtag, comma, it would be so much easier. And I don't know why they changed it. And the funny thing is, on their website, they revamped the whole website. When you do an audio boo or save an audio boo directly on the website, that's what you do. You do a hash mark, comma, hash mark. So it's funny that the audio boo app doesn't emulate that, and it really should. And you know, that's where they should take a chapter from VoiceBo's app, because VoiceBo's iOS app has a wonderful hashtag environment. And another thing that would be great, kind of on the wish list, would be if the hashtags could be remembered, so you could call it up again. So February would just, you start typing hash mark F, boom, there it goes, February, and you just click on it. It would be so much faster, and it would help people categorize. In fact, speaking of February, I'm putting in the hashtag February 2013, because if somebody calls up February in AudioBoo, they'll get everything from last year as well as this year. So if you want to separate them out by year, I'm putting in the year, so February 2013, and next year 2014, and however long this goes on, hopefully. So I was saying, I was listening to Braille Snail's drumming, which she's an excellent drummer, and it inspired me, and I said, oh, I really want to try those drums again. I'm not a very good drummer, but and part of the fact might be that the kit I'm using doesn't trigger very well. So when I hit a drum, or when I hit the snare, or when I hit the hi-hat, I'm expecting it to hit, and then it doesn't, and all of a sudden it throws me off by, you know, a quarter note or whatever it is, and then I'm all over the place at that point. And I can't concentrate because the drums aren't doing what I'm expecting them to do. So it's a little bit like watching television and the people's mouths and the voice isn't synced. It throws you off. After a while, you stop listening. You know, you're going, whoa. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. And it's a glorious day. It's cold, very cold today. -19, -20 this morning. Thankfully, there's not a stitch of wind. So as much as it's cold, it's this dry, bitter cold, but there's no wind, and the humidity seems to have abated a bit too. So it's just very cold, crunchy kind of snowy day. And now, not sure what's on the agenda today. I've got a few things planned, including obviously this trigger test that I want to do. And also my report writing. But I just want to chime in about that drumming and the hashtags and a few other things that were sort of floating around in my head this morning. I haven't actually listened to the Februaries. I will. I promise I will. It's on my agenda to do tonight, to catch up on all the Februaries only, because I've been spreading myself between trying to catch up on my old audio boos, listening to any non-February related audio boos that come up on my stream, and then obviously I've got to listen to February. And then that's one thing I wanted to mention. On Google Plus, I belong to a podcast community, and this woman came up, Cynthia Sanchez. She does an audio, podcast specifically on Pinterest. Pinterest is a website. It's like a social network, but allows you to save little snippets. It's almost like a community Evernote. Okay, but I didn't think I'd find a reason to use it, but it's interesting. Anyway, check it out. I'm not sure how I'm going to use it, but it might be a good resource for information, another place to sort of put little snippets that you find on the internet, and you can categorize them in sort of like boards that you can put all your pins on. So it's an interesting concept. Thanks.